Hello, everybody, and welcome to another podcast with me. But today, I'm not going to do any music. No, we're just going to chat, chatty McBatty, and yeah, why not? I got a new microphone, and why not test that out with another podcast? I haven't done one in ages, but like a couple of months. I think it should be like a monthly thing now, because weekly is going to be very, very stressful to me trying to figure out something to talk about for about half an hour without doing it. So, anyway, yeah. So, yeah, how am I going to do this for about half an hour? I do not know. Might have to shorten it down. Probably won't have to, but I will probably. So anyway, I'm just going to talk about me, pretty much, yeah. So, oh yeah, we got a trampoline a couple of days ago, and the trampoline is, have to tell you, so fun. It's like, it's a 6 feet, wait, was it? I think it's an 8 feet. This is just a temporary one in lockdown. We'll probably get a much bigger one later, like when we move house. We aren't actually moved house. We already moved house, and this is just a new house. Well, it's not that new. We got in like last year, like at the start of last year, and we're knocking it down. We're gonna break it down, and we're building a new one. Lovely, and we're gonna get a new one. And apparently, that is supposed to be, according to my mum and dad, a dream house. I don't know how true that is gonna be. It could be completely true, it could be completely not true, but anyway, she said, my mum and dad said, in the new house we're going to get like a very expensive trampoline, a very expensive one, and I'm saying, I hope that is true, because this one, it is good, it is okay, it's just, I like it a bit bigger, but it's perfect for this sort of time right now. And A few days ago is my dad's birthday, and we're still waiting on a present. It was like last Friday, I think it was, and I'm still waiting on my present for him. So yeah, and I'm surprised it hasn't come yet. I really hope it comes, because it's good. I think he would like it. So yeah, I don't really know what to talk about. This is hard. I got stung by a bee a few days ago, and my feet is incredibly itchy. Like, incredibly itchy. It's hard not to itch it sometimes. But it's just so itchy. I always get stung by bees and wasps. It's just something that I do. They love me. I have to say it, they love me. But my brother Daniel, he's never got stung by a bee, and he wants to. If anyone got stung by a bee, you should know that it is the worst feeling you could ever have, except from breaking a bone. It's so painful, and then just like it gets really itchy, and yeah, it's just the worst feeling ever. I've started a YouTube channel. Yeah. Surprisingly, I've started a YouTube channel which is all dedicated to gaming. It's called EH Gaming, if anyone wants to check it out. Just thought, hey, why don't I combine my passion of talking, YouTube, and gaming, mix it all together to make a YouTube channel? And I thought, like, genius! That's genius! And I had no idea what I was going to call it, but luckily my friend Jack stepped in and gave me the best one ever, EH Gaming. I like EH Gaming. I think it's gonna stick for a while. I don't know how long I'm gonna have it. I might change it, I might not, but for now, it's always gonna be known as EH Gaming, which has 7 subscribers. All of them are my friends and family. So yeah, if anyone's listening here, go to EH Gaming, you probably will recognise my voice on it, and subscribe, I need subscribers, so you go do that. I'll give you a minute to do it. Have you done it? Have you done it? I think you've done it. Good. Okay. So now, I don't know what else. I was trying to make a website, and my brother Daniel ruined it because he ruins everything, and I am very annoyed with him. I am super annoyed with him. Very, very annoyed with him. Because I spent a lot of work on that. I didn't really know what to do, but luckily my dad stepped in and helped it with me. Helped create it with me. But Daniel had to come in and ruin it all. Which leads to Toby running around. It's crazy because we're not allowed to go on electronics. And then my mum left. She's still out. Don't know if she's coming back. Hope so, because I need a mother. So, yeah, and this is a new microphone. It's a new microphone. I just got it today, and I thought, let's test it out. Let's test it out with one of these. I think I've already said that. And also, I learned to play the piano, surprisingly. I used to be able to play the guitar, but now I play the piano, and I know very few songs. I know how to play A Bit of Bad Guy. I know how to play the Super Mario theme song. I know how to play Faded, and I know how to play the Simpsons theme tune. So that's all I know so far, and I think that's a good thing. I think that's all I need to know. I don't need to know all of those things. I think it's just good that it is, I think. This is going to be hard. What shall we do? I think, yeah. The piano songs are fun, and I should tell you what, I'm going to play one for you. I'm going to play one for you right now. I hope you like it. Which one should I do? Why don't I like show you all of them, because they're all very short, so I'm going to show you all of them. Is this going to work? So the first one I'm going to do is Faded. Oh God. It's going to be Faded. Is it like this? That's all I know. That's all I know. And now, the Simpsons theme tune, which is probably the funniest one I've played, and here it is. Yeah, I need to have a work on them, and here's the Mario theme. I think that's the one that I best know, and this is Bad Guy. Yeah, I only tend to play half songs, really. I don't really play the full song, and yeah, I think I will learn all of them later, but just for now, I only know the first few, and I'm happy with that. I don't really need to know all of those other ones, and there's not really anything else I really need to say. We've been doing this for about 10 minutes, and I'm already out of ideas about what to say. How about we take a little break, and I'll come back to you when I thought of some more ideas about what to do, okay? You got it? Okay, I'm going to skip to when I'm ready to talk about stuff. Why? Okay, so I am back now. Again, I'm back. So, I thought about some stuff to talk about. One thing, I built the best, well, the hardest Lego set I've ever built. Me and my mum is a really cool roller coaster. But the only problem is, when we built it, it fell apart. And now, yeah, it's just there. And talking about this, I've already said this. I think I might have already said this, but I think it just stopped. I think the recording just stops. There's something called stop motion, where it is so fun. It's a really fun hobby, which I think you do, and you can do with Legos. So basically, stop motion is you take a picture, move your Lego character. You take a picture and then you move your Lego character, and it is so fun. But like, and when you play it all back together, it's like some sort of animation. And there's also, you can do it with clay, which is called claymation. And it's just, it is very fun. Very fun. And on the topic of Lego, about, let's say like a month ago, me and my mum finished a Lego set. And it's probably the hardest, longest Lego sets I have ever made. And but there's one problem, it broke very, very easily. And but luckily it's a 3-in-1, so I think I might make like the second one soon, who knows. And I just thought, why not talk about that? And oh, what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh yeah, I tried to attempt to break a world record. I wanted to, but it is much, much harder than you think. Way harder than you think. So, and it looks very easy in the books, but trust me, I know I'm saying over and over again, but I just want to say, if you want to do it, you need a lot of, you can't just do it and just think about like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore. If you're doing it, you have to get into it and stuff. And I wanted to, but there's no really world record which really suits things. I could do like longest podcasts, but like I said, I can barely do this for a long time. There's only like a majority I can say about stuff and around. And yeah, so while we're on the topic of world records, let me have a look at some world records and see if there's any ones which I would like to point out. Just looking through. Heaviest strongman deadlifter. Eddie the Beast Hall achieved a deadlift of 500 kilograms around the same weight as an adult male polar bear. Imagine Hulk carrying a polar bear. That'll be a bit weird, and it sure will be heavy. It would be heavy. Any other one? Just like scanning through the books. Oh, tightest knot. Knots can occur on magical levels. Even DNA has them. On the 12th of January 2017, a team from University of Manchester, UK, announced that by braiding together three strands of modulus and have creating a microscopic knot long, 197 atoms long, that cross itself 8 times, approximately one every 2.5 nanometer. Most of those words I had no idea existed, and let's just say it looks like a tight knot. So it's from the Guinness World Records 2019, so if you want to check out the full explanation, go over there and check it out. So we've been doing this for 15 minutes now. Still really don't know what to say, really. Yeah, because I'm a bit bored. Let's go interview somebody. Let's go interview my brother, Daniel. How are you feeling today?
Hello?
How are you feeling today?
Good.
So, are you busy or?
Yes.
Okay, he's busy. Okay, let's go to our next person. Let's interview my mum. Okay. So, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
What do you think will happen? When do you think the coronavirus will ease?
Good question. No idea, do you know?
Do you have information?
Just have a guess, why not?
Maybe by Christmas.
That's a long time away.
Actually, by my birthday!
That's a long time away, and I don't want it to be that far away, and yeah, hopefully I go back to school before then. There's a bee just right by me, so I'm going back inside. So, I am back out of ideas. I might interview my dad, but I think he's on a meeting call, so I'm just going to have to be very quiet. Very quiet indeed. Okay, he's on a call. A poor mission. So yeah, that didn't work out as well as I expected it to be, so... I'm a bit stuck now, I don't really know what to do, okay, so my dad's back. He's back from his meeting call, so let's go interview him and see what he thinks about this, about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about the coronavirus? When do you think it's going to end?
Hopefully soon.
But like, what date? Because Mummy said it was going to end up, it's going to like completely clear in about December. When do you think it's going to clear?
Yeah, December.
December, so everyone thinking it's December, I guess. I hope it's before then, I really do, because I really don't want it to be for that long, because, yeah, it's just a whole year talking everyone about the coronavirus, and about talking about coronavirus, I know everyone's talking about it, and you thought this is going to be a talk show, which is nothing about coronavirus, but you are wrong. We're going to have a little bit of coronavirus up here. I was going to say, the word coronavirus has been added to the Oxford English Dictionary. I know it seems weird, but apparently people at Oxford think, hey, coronavirus, it's a virus. Let's make it a word. COVID-19, coronavirus, is now a word in the dictionary. You can look it up if you want to. I don't care, but yeah, it's a word. So I think it's going to end here. I think I'm going to do these talk shows because I quite like them. I think I'm going to do them like once a month around that time. So guys, I hope you're ready. I hope you all said your goodbyes and... see you next month, I guess. Bye!